主啊，我们今天能坐在这里，就证明你的恩典何等的极大。所以我们从深处要唱说，极哉恩典，是这个恩典拯救了我们，也是这个恩典召聚我们，也是恩典让我们能静坐在你的脚前。主，我们承认在我们这一边一无所有，我们实在不配蒙你的恩典，但是我们既然是蒙恩的人，我们曾经是罪人，然而蒙了怜悯。你不只要拯救我们，而且你把我们带到伯阿斯的禾场上，你再一次把你的丰富向我们倾倒。所以我们的主，为着你这一次这样召聚我们，我们感谢你，我们仰望你。但愿今天主，当我们聚集在你面前的时候，主不只从你的仆人身那里得着许多的麦穗，但我们也仰望你，你这位伯阿斯亲自把那个烘了的麦穗递给我们。但愿我们坐在你脚前听你话语的时候，我们不只从你的仆人手中接过你所为我们预备的，主啊，但愿我们真是从你面前接过你为我们所预备的。所以我们把这一刻交在你手中，我们求你的血思维划定界限，我们也求你安静我们的心。我们承认我们能这样聚集乃是你的怜悯，我们能这样听你的话乃是你的恩典。主，需要你的恩典让我们来接受你的恩典。所以在这个时候我们仰望你，恩典安静我们的心，主预备我们的心，好让你的话能落在好处里。主，我们说我们都在这里，你对我们说话，我们都在这里静听。主，但愿说你心口的话，说你所要说的话。主，但愿一切都照着你自己旨意。听我们的祷告，把荣耀爱戴都归给你，愿你的祝福归给我们，靠主耶稣基督可爱的你。
在我还没有开始之前，
Before our brothers share what is in his heart,
我想我还要补充几句我们弟兄的报告。
Our brother would like to supplement a few of the announcements.
我们这个陈岛和分组的交通那个地点是完全合一了。
The devotional time, the prayer time in the morning and the fellowship time, now we combine those two locations together.
就是说，如果你祷告的时候是在一的话，那么你就在一这个地方。
If your prayer group is one, then your fellowship group is also one.
如果你抽到的那个签呢是一，那么你也是到那个一的地方。
And if the number you pick is one, you must go to group one.
所以这两个这个地点这个。相同的。
Now the prayer time and the fellowship time, you have the same location.
不过呢，在早晨的祷告，也分组是根据语言的。
But the prayer time in the morning, we group you according to the language you accustomed.
所以你抽的签那个号是没有这个关系。
And so for the devotional time, the number does not apply to the prayer time.
不过那个地点就是与你的座位就是合一的。
But the seat assignment and the location is the same.
那么这个你抽的签是为着你这个分组的。
The number you take is for the sectional fellowship and prayer. A fellowship.
这个不单是为着你这个分组的交通。
It's not just for the fellowship time.
也是为着你的午餐和你的晚餐。
It's also for your lunch time and for your evening meal.
所以你的午餐晚餐的时候，你就根据你所签的。抽的那个号码到那个桌子上去。
And so for lunch and for evening meal, you must go to that group that's the number that you have picked.
这样你们 这一族就可以有很多的教
宗。And so that that group that you belong to, you can have fellowship throughout the day.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹对这一点我们能清楚。
I hope we all clear about this matter.
这个分组和这个分组交通和分组祷告的那个地点都是固定的。
The location for prayer time and the location for fellowship time is the same.
但是呢，这个成根的那个分组啊，和这个交通的分组的方法是不同的。
But the matter of dividing into prayer groups and fellowship groups is different.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹在这一方面，我们大家能注意一下。
I hope you are clear about this matter.
还有一点要报告，就是我们下午三点半钟有青年的聚会。
And also this afternoon 3:30 we have a meeting for the youth.
虽然这是青年的聚会。但是呢，我们也欢迎所有心里就是青年的人都来参加。
Even though it's called a youth meeting or a young people's meeting, but all those who feel youthful and young, you are welcome.
如果你觉得太老了，那么请你在房间里休息。
If you feel you are too old, you can rest in your room.
否则的话，我们还是盼望在这里看见你。
Well, we welcome you all to attend this afternoon meeting.
所以我们盼望弟兄姊妹，就是集中我们的这个。整个的人在这一次聚会的时候
So let's allow ourselves to concentrate to listen to what the Lord will say to us through the tongue
那么晚上的聚会是七点半钟
Evening ministry will be 7:30
盼望弟兄姊妹也都能准时来
And we should be in this auditorium on time
请我们看几处的圣经
Let's look into a few portions of scripture
出埃及记
The book of Exodus, book of Exodus,
第八章
chapter 8,
第一节
verse 1.
出埃及记第八章第一节
The book of Exodus, chapter 8, verse 1.
耶和华吩咐摩西说，你进去见法老，对他说。耶和华这样说容我的百姓去好侍奉我
And the Lord spoke to Moses Go to Pharaoh and said to him Thus says the Lord Let my people go That they may serve me
我们再看约书亚记第二十四章
Let's turn to the book of Joshua chapter 24
第十五节最后的那一句
The last phrase of verse 15
约书亚记二十四章十五节末后一句
Joshua chapter 24 verse 15 the very last phrase
至于我和我家我们必定侍奉耶和华
But as for me and my house we will serve the Lord
我们再看罗马第十二章
And let's turn to Romans 12
罗马书第十二章第一节
Romans 12 verse 1
所以弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的
I beseech you therefore brethren by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice holy acceptable to God which is your reasonable service
请我们低头祷告
Please bow our heads
主我们在这个时候都在你的面前
Yes、yeah.
我们求求你自己借着你的话和借着你的圣灵向我们说话
Amen
主啊当然你的话在我们的里面不光是知识你的话在我们里面实在是灵、
Amen.
是生命
Amen
主啊我们求你用你的话向我们挑战、
yes.
我们也求你用你的话来吸引我们、
Amen.
主啊叫我们在你的话语的面前都能祝福、
Amen.
都能顺服我们恭敬把这个时间交在你的手中、
Amen.
愿你得到荣耀奉主耶稣的名
阿门
我们这一次在这里聚会的主题乃是生灵与侍奉。
The theme for this conference is life and service.
生灵是神的恩赐。
Life is a gift from God.
生灵是从神那里来的。
Gift, life comes from God.
是神赐给我们所有信靠他的人。
God gives to all those who believe in Him.
神是生命的源头。
God is the source of life.
如果没有神的话，就没有生命。
If there's no God, there's no life.
侍奉乃是神的特权。
Service is God's prerogative.
神应当得着我们的侍奉。
God must receive our service.
因为唯有我们的神乃是配这座侍奉的神。
Because our God is worthy of our service.
生命是侍奉的基础。
Life is the foundation of service.
侍奉是生命的发表。
Service is the expression of life.
所以我们看见生命与侍奉是不能分开的。
So here we see life and service are not separable.
侍奉必须是出于生命。
Service must be the outflow of life.
生灵必定会产生侍奉。
Life will produce service.
我们的蓝弟兄他在晚上特别是重在生灵这一方面。
Our brother Lance Lambert will draw on the life aspect.
主若愿意的话，我在早晨特别要交通关于侍奉的方面。
And our brothers will share on the aspect of service.
但是盼望弟兄姊妹记得生灵与侍奉不是两件事。
So just remember, life and service are not two separate things.
你没有办法把这两件把它分开的。
You cannot separate those two things.
必须要把两件放在一起才是完全。
You must put those two things together.
我们谈到侍奉这一件事情。
When we talk about service,
我们必须要从创世来开始。
We must begin with creation.
当我们看到创世纪的时候，
When we look into the book of Genesis,
我们看见神他就照着他自己的形象来造人。
And God created man according to his image.
在神所有的创造里面，
In all God's creation,
没有其他的造物是照着神自己的形象而造。
There is no other creature that he created in his image.
就是天使的话，
even the angels,
也不是照着神自己的形象造。
The angels were not created in God's image.
只有我们这些的人，神造我们的时候，
evenIt's when man God created man,
他是照着他自己的形象而造。
He created us in his image.
为什么神照着他自己的形象来造我们人呢？
Why he created us in his image?
因为神要把他自己的生命要放在我们的里面。
Because God wants to deposit his life into us.
神所创造的这个万有，
I create all things,
能彰显神的神性和他的大能。
Manifest his character and his power.
彰显他的这个神性 divinity, 神性和大能。
Manifest his divinity and his power.
但是呢，只有人能接受神的生命。
But only man can receive God's life.
只有人能与神在生命上能发生自己的关系。
Only man and God there can have a relationship.
所以我们看见说，我们人实在是神的基督。
So in a way, we are indeed the master work of God.
我们是照着他的形象造。
We created in his image.
为着要得着他的生命。
And we are created to receive to contain his life.
有了他的生命之后，
Once we have his life,
又从那个生命里面能产生那个侍奉这件事。
And our life will have the service.
当神把人造出他形象创造了之后，
When God created man according to his image,
神就祝福他所造的人。
And God blessed the man he created.
神就叫人能管理他所造的天上的飞鸟、地上的走兽和水里的鱼类。
And God give men dominion over the powers of the air and all the creeping things on earth.
神把这些的王理权柄交给人。
God entrusted men all this power to manage for him.
我们要记得说，神把这个权柄给人，并不是叫人就高抬自己了。
When God gives man authority, that doesn't mean man can boast of himself.
并不是说人有了权柄啊，就能把这些的东西称为自己的产业。
That means that once we are given authority, we can possess all these things for ourselves.
神把这些的东西交在人的手里，
When God entrusted with all these things,
乃是要人来替神来当代管的。
He wants us to manage these things for him.
所以权柄乃是替神代管。
And so authority means managing for God.
乃是照着神的心意来替神做事。
And manage according to God's desire.
并不是说权柄乃是为所高抬我们的。
So authority not to be uplifting ourselves.
神不但把这个权柄交给他所造的人，
God gives authority to the man he created.
据说他这些所授予的权柄可以来服侍神的旨意。
Because he has received this authority, therefore he can serve him.
神也告诉人说，你要治理全地。
God said you must subdue.All things.
在我们中文里头用治理这个字。
In Chinese, we have this word subdue or 治理。
但是呢，在原文里头乃是征服 ，subdue 是征服。
In the original, it means subdue.
神要人啊来征服全地。
God wants men to subdue the earth.
那为什么需要征服呢
？Why it is need for to subdue?
我们知道神有六天的功夫来修造这个大地。
We know God used 6 days to recover the earth.
叫这个大地能成为可以居住的地方。
And so the earth could be a habitable place for man.
神就把人放在那个伊甸乐园的里面。
And then God put man in the Garden of Eden.
我们认为说，那么现在什么都已经好了。
And we assume everything now is all perfect.
为什么神说你们要征服全地呢
？Why would God ask Adam to subdue the earth？
我们要记得
，We have to remember。
虽然就做神的这个修造来说
，As far as God's recovery work is concerned，
他已经把大地已经修造的可以居住了。
He has already repaired everything and now it's habitable。
但是就做神当初创造的那个目的来说
，As far as God's original thought for creation，
我们看见说这个被修造的大地它需要去征服的。
And this even though it's already repaired, but needs to be subdued.
因为修造不过是物质方面的那个修造。
The repairing part is only the physical part.
但是那个征服乃是那属灵的那方面。
But to subdue is something spiritual.
我们知道神创造天地万物的时候
，When God created all things，
都是在基督里面造的。
He created all things in Christ，
也都是为着基督而造。
And they created for Christ.
在哥罗西第一章告诉我们说
，In Colossians 1 we are told，
万有都靠他而立。
All things were created。All things subsist in him.
这里这个翻译上又有一点难处。
Now in translation we have some difficulty.
我们中文说万有都靠他而立。
All things subsist in him.
真正的意思里头说，万有都在他里面得迎合起来。
In the original is in him all things are integrated.
神所造所有的一切都是凝合为一的。
All things God created are all integrated in Christ.
而这个凝合是在基督的里面。
And this integration is in Christ.
因为圣经告诉我们说
，Because the Scripture tells us，
有一天。
One day,
天上地下一切所有的都要在基督里重归于一。
Things in heaven and things on earth will be all summed up in Christ Jesus.
这个重归于一就在基督里面都要成为一。
This summing up is in Christ, all things become one.
基督乃是那个凝合的那个力量。
Christ is the power for that integration.
但是等到宇宙中间有了背叛的时候，
and when there is that rebellion took place in the universe,
我们知道天使长他背叛了谁？
The archangel rebelled against God.
所以这个万有啊都分化了。
And therefore the all things disintegrated.
不但这个大地啊被这个水淹没了。
Not only the earth was covered by water.
不能居住了。
It's not habitable.
并且我们看见所有的造物都分化了。
All the living things are all dissolved.
因为他们没有在基督里合而为一。
Because they were not in Christ to be one.
现在神把这个大地已经修复了。
And now God has repaired this earth.
但是还需要把这个万有都在基督里联合为一。
There is still a need to bring all things into Christ.
而这个工作神是托付给人做的。
And this work of integration God has entrusted to man.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见在神创造人的事情上，
So we see when God created man,
这是一件非常大的事情。
It is a wonderful thing.
他造出他的形象，造我们人。
He created us in his image.
他的目的就是要把他的生命给我们。
His purpose is to give his life to us.
他把权柄给人。
He gives us authority.
叫人用这个权柄来侍奉神。
And we use his authority to serve him.
他要人来替他做事，来征服万有。
He wants us to manage things for him.
把万有都带到基督里面去。
To do all things and bring all things to Christ.
不但是这样。
Not only this.
我们看见神对人说，你还要在那里修理。
And God told man that he must be cultivate.
这个伊甸园里面，
in the Garden of Eden,
神种了很多的树。